It's exciting to see what's happened. The work that you've done for 30 years actually is manifesting itself. You actually see the fruits of your work through these years. Got this in that first paragraph. Oh, again, staff. Okay, again.
You've got to understand where he's coming from. He is dedicated to his job, this agency, and his family, and the fishing, and all those things tied together.
His body's moving about as fast as his brain's moving most of the time.
Yeah, I know.
But sometimes he actually slows down, and he'll sit and he'll listen to his music, and we'll have quiet time at home, too.
Marine fisheries management is in a period where a lot of hard decisions have to be made. Larry is one of those people that you really want on your side during that process. I mean, he's such a consummate scientist.
Larry McEachran started out at Texas Parks and Wildlife as a Technician 1 nearly 30 years ago. Today, he is the science director for the Coastal Fisheries Division. Larry manages the teams of scientists that oversee the Coastal Fisheries Database.
And the database that the Coastal Fisheries has that my science team works with has literally millions and millions of records. The programs have been functioning since 1975. And so we have almost over 25 years of data right now.
During his career, Larry's been in different positions of leadership and program responsibility. The harvest program, for instance, is where we interview fishermen at boat ramps on weekends to determine the harvest of the recreational fishery. He's been instrumental in helping design that program. We produce about 30 million red drum fringlings a year, and based on the resource abundance, the harvest being taken out, the habitat and the conditions acceptable for red drum, he determines where the red drum are stocked each year. He's been involved in the seagrass conservation plan. He's been on the ground floor of that, as a matter of fact, and helped determine some of the regulations.
You know, Larry really has an analytical mind, which is why he's so valuable as a leader of other scientists. I mean, he analyzes everything he does. When he eats a bag of M&Ms, he sorts them out first by color. But when he's in one of our scientific meetings and he has an insight, you need to sit down, shut up, and listen.
I enjoyed learning about everything. With the environment and the marine environment we have, there are so many unknowns that every day that I come to work, I do learn something new. You know, that's really exciting.